And now, Move the Sticks with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks.
Welcome to Move the Sticks. We have, I guess we'll call this an emergency pod. We got an emergency podcast because Cam Newton has finally signed with the team, and he signed with a couple of guys beloved New England Patriots. So I have Regina and Nabil joining me on the podcast, and we're just going to have a conversation about Cam Newton joining the Patriots. And before I kind of go on my monologue about what it means, I just kind of want to get your immediate reaction to like what you thought when you finally saw it come across Twitter.
I mean, I'll start, Bucky. For me, as a Patriots fan, I love it. You know, just going from Tom Brady to Jared Stidham, it was not a great feeling that sits in your stomach as a football fan. And, you know, like, you got this fourth round pick out of Auburn. It's just like, I don't know. I don't know if this is going to work out. So to have someone like Cam Newton, you know, former MVP, a guy that Belichick has loved, and honestly, it's a signing that makes so much sense, right? You know, Bill and the Patriots, they love those value picks where it's former number one, you know, former first round picks, former MVPs that are not highly touted anymore because people, you know, there's injury concerns or something else. And the fact that the Patriots were able to get him for, you know, on a bargain, is great. So as a Patriots fan, I love it.
What about you, Nabil? What do you think? You're the resident hater because it's not a Packer. So what do you think about it?
I'll be very unbiased about it, but, no, I thought that the Patriots had to make some type of move because I couldn't take it fully serious that, you know, Jared Stidham would be their starting quarterback. I thought Bill Belichick had something up his sleeve. So, I mean, I think it's a perfect signing also because, I mean, you get a guy who's a former MVP. I mean, you probably wouldn't be able to get somebody on the market like this in any other year.
No, like I think it's a unique situation. And there are a couple of different things that come to mind when I think about the Patriots. One, I think the Patriots have always done a great job of finding value picks. Like, this is a team that is traditionally loaded up on former first-round picks that have been discarded. A couple years ago on their defense, they had like 7 or 8 former first-round picks that they had just kind of found when they had Adrian Claiborne and all those other guys. So they do a great job of loading up on value picks at depressed prices. But the three reasons why I actually think this really works for the Patriots – Bill Belichick has always respected talent. If you go back and look at the Patriots over time, anyone who has been a nemesis to them, they always find a way to bring them on board. It reminds me of the Boston Celtics years ago when Red Auerbach was there. They would always go and get these players that had been cast off, but it always did them in. Like, I can talk about Randy Moss. I can talk about Chad Ochocinco and Antonio Brown. They'll talk about, oh, those things didn't work out. But what about a Corey Dillon? Corey Dillon worked out. What about a LeGarrette Blount and how LeGarrette Blount comes over and has been a guy? He goes to Pittsburgh, doesn't work out. They bring him right back to New England, and he is an integral part of what they do. The Patriots have a way of identifying guys that work, and for Cam Newton, it just really, really makes sense. Two, the Patriots have what I call an adaptable system. You always hear them talk about, hey, Bill Belichick puts players in situations that allows them to play to their best. Cal Van Noy was cast off from the Detroit Lions. He goes to the Patriots and he looks like an all-pro because they only asked him to do what they do really well. When you go back and look at their history at quarterbacks, when they haven't had Tom Brady, they're 13-6. Matt Castle, Jimmy Garoppolo, Jacoby Brissett, whoever plays quarterback for them, it doesn't really matter because the system sets them up for success. With Cam Newton, I think they'll find a way to get it done that way. And then I think the culture will elevate Cam Newton to a level that he hasn't played at. And I know that's saying a lot because he's been an MVP, but anyone who has been in there, I've talked to guys who have played for the Patriots. They talk about two things, discipline and details. Discipline, system, everyone knows exactly what it is going in. We saw Bill Belichick send Darrell Revis home for showing up late when it was a snow day in New England. They don't mess around. And I think when you put those expectations out there and everyone knows, Cam will rise up to that. But really, the part that I'm excited about, the details when it comes to practice and preparation. It is a grinder when it comes to the mental part of playing for the Patriots. They talk about the pop quizzes and all of those things. I don't know, having talked to people in Carolina, I don't know if Cam Newton has ever prepared to the level that he will prepare in New England. And that is scary to think that he has been an MVP without necessarily going all in. I just think this is what everyone was afraid of, the New England Patriots signing a guy that could play at an MVP level at the position.
It all comes down to health, right? That's the big caveat here. Is Cam Newton fully healthy? Is he recovered from the knee and the shoulder that really derailed his last two seasons? That, you know, for me as a Patriots fan, that's a big question mark. I know a lot of people are talking about, well, you know, they're bringing him in as competition as Stidham. You know, I think the Patriots always take an approach of, you've got to win the job. But if Cam is healthy, would anyone be shocked if he doesn't win the job here? So, you know, that's the exciting thing too. And I think, you know, something that was interesting to me to see on social were all the current Patriot players having such positive reactions, right? This is a team that's known to be buttoned up and not allowed to, you know, players have called them not a fun team to play for, but you saw reactions from James White, from the McCourty twins, from Stephon Gilmore, the reigning defensive player of the year, all react very positively and we're very excited that Cam is coming to this team.
What about you, Neville? What do you think?
I was going to ask you, is I have the depth chart up here. How do you think, like, they'll fit with Mohamed Sanu and N'Keal Harry, two big body receivers. But another interesting thing is the Patriots might run the ball a lot with Cam Newton, you know, with Sony Michel and, you know, in the passing game with James White. What do you think, Bucky?
Oh, so this is funny because I think Arjuna, being a Patriots fan, he understands how the Patriots change, right? The way they play in September is completely different than the way they play in December. The last two Decembers, when we watched the Patriots have played old school football, 21-22 personnel, meaning two running backs, two tight ends, two running backs, one tight end, old school under center, run it, grind it, kind of play old school football, drain the clock, lean on the defense. Well, now with Cam Newton, I think this is the way they're going to play primarily because I think this is the best way that he plays. So if you can imagine, it won't be the Shanahan system, but it will look very similar to the way the San Francisco 49ers play, where they're under center, they're running the ball to an assortment of running backs. Cam Newton is either bootlegging out the back door or he's running play action passes. When you think about the big bodies that they have on the outside, Mohamed Sanu and N'Keal Harry, they're great blockers. They're going to be great in the blocking game. But off play action, that buys them time to get down the field. One-on-one, deep comebacks, deep digs, things that Cam Newton throws really well because he's not the most accurate thrower. So the reason why you use play action to create bigger windows, that helps them. I also think you talked about him, Arjuna. You said, like, look, the last 2 years, Cam's have been beset with injuries. But 11 games in 2018 before the big injury, Cam Newton was completing almost 70% of his passes, averaging 245 pass yards per game, 22-7 touchdown to interception ratio. Passer rating was 103.7, and he had 400-plus rushing yards. So when people talk about Cam Newton falling off the cliff, he didn't fall off the cliff. He got hurt. Right. And so if he is anything like he was in 2018, combined with the way that the Patriots play, with their defense and their running game, and not making mistakes, let's be honest. Do we really believe anyone in the AFC East is better than the Patriots at this moment? Like, the Jets, no. The Dolphins, no. Everyone is up on the Bills, but let's do it this way. If we're playing one game, would you rather have Cam Newton or Josh Allen?
Cam all day.
Right. So, yeah. So when we really talk about it, like, it sounds like, oh, the demise of the Patriots was imminent, but it really wasn't. Then you give them a quarterback. I just don't understand how they don't win the division based on how they've lorded over division for the last decade plus. I just can't see how anybody's going to overtake them.
I think the Patriots went from possibly finishing in the bottom of the division without Cam Newton.
You thought they were finishing the bottom of the division?
Not the way bottom, but maybe in third place, second place.
Oh my gosh. How do you feel about that, Arjuna? he was ready to cast them off?
Yeah, with Jared Stidham at the helm, I didn't think they would win the division. I would probably pick the Bills.
Here's the thing about that. I do believe that there are a lot of people that are ready to kind of pour dirt on the Patriots based on Tom Brady leaving. But I think, like, what we kind of have to understand with Tom Brady hadn't played well of late. Like, I mean, I don't want to, like, kind of really dog him, but he didn't. He hadn't played well. He didn't play well down the stretch. He was in the bottom six of all the major statistical categories after the first month of the season. Completion percentage, passer rating. Tom Brady hadn't played well under pressure. And so everyone is acting like the GOAT Tom Brady is leaving. But the Tom Brady that was at his peak, we hadn't really seen since 2018. So, I just think this gives them an opportunity to kind of play the way that they wanted to play, which is a little more conservative, a little more run heavy, a little more catered to the defense. And it reminds me of the early 2000s Patriots that did it in a very non-flashy way when they had Antoine Smith and a cast of no-name pass catchers, David Givens, David Patton, Troy Brown catching touchdowns, and they won a lot of games. And I think that is the version of the Patriots that we'll see going forward.
You mentioned Cam Newton's leadership earlier. What kind of leader do you think he will be, and what do you think he's bringing to the team overall as far as energy?
So it's funny, right? So Arjuna talked about like seeing the reaction of the Patriots on social. I think that speaks volumes right there. Like they had been complimentary of Jarrett Stidham, but they hadn't been effusive in their praise like they were on Cam. And I think that is the thing. Cam is a mega star when he steps into the locker room. I think what you're getting from the Patriots right now, every team wants a quarterback that brings them hope. I think you saw from the reaction of the McCourties, James White, Stephon Gilmore. I think when the Patriots show up in training camp, they feel like they have a chance to go all the way. I don't know if they were as confident with Jarrett Stidham because they've won a bunch of games. I think it's a different ball of wax now that Cam is in that locker room.
Yeah, I wonder if especially the defense – feels a little bit of pressure has been taking off of them for the 2020 season because, you know, I think those guys are proud and they know that they're an elite unit, but they probably felt deep down, if you asked them, there was a pressure that they would have to perform exceptionally well, like you saw for a lot of 2019 to really be in a lot of these games if Jarrett Stidham was going to be the guy. I just wonder, with Cam now entering that equation, you know, he is a former MVP. He brings something dynamic and something that no other quarterback on that roster currently brings to potentially now lead this offense to be, but just go beyond the control the ball, don't turn it over, try and get yards, flip the field to, you know, potentially now this could be a good offense, especially now you're pairing Cam Newton with an elite play caller like Josh McDaniels. We've seen, you know, we've all seen the reports that potentially McDaniels and Brady butted heads at the end there. And we've seen that McDaniels has been able to, you know, have elite offenses throughout the years through different styles. I, as a Patriots fan, am just fascinated to see that marriage between McDaniels and Cam Newton and what they kind of produce, especially, you know, Bucky, you mentioned it. The Patriots are always an offense that kind of morphs as Cam gets more and more comfortable in the system. What are they going to be able to do, you know, in November, December, January time if they make the playoffs, that as they continue to build?
Yeah, I think it's interesting that you talk about like that, because I want people to also understand this. Josh McDaniel, for better or worse, Josh McDaniel took Tim Tebow with a first-round pick. Josh McDaniels has always been fascinated by the dual-threat quarterback. And so he gets one of the best who have ever done it in NFL history. And people will talk about Cam's injuries and the fact that he's 31 years old, but 31 is not a death sentence. I think what they would do when it comes to Cam and the running game, it is just the threat of him being able to run 4 to 5 times a game. Unlike in Carolina, when he was running 9, 10, maybe 11, 4 to 5 times a game, they'll have Cam Newton pull it on either a zone read, a quarterback design run, something that just makes the defense play 11 on 11, and that will create more opportunities for James White, Sony Michel, Rex Burkhead to be able to do it. The big thing will be in the passing game, how do they marry what Cam does well with what the Patriots traditionally have done schematically from two-back sets and from one-back sets. Like, that would be the thing, because Cam isn't necessarily what Tom Brady was in terms of a connect the dots, pick him apart, short, quick rhythm passer. He is more of a throw down the field, big plays, chunk yards. How will they kind of fit that together? That'd be the interesting part of the puzzle when they go to preseason and training camp.
How many wins do you think do you guys think that the Patriots will win this season? I would say they're a 10 to 11 win team if Cam Newton's healthy. What do you guys think?
It's 10 to 11 wins without Cam. Like they win 10 to 11 games if me, you, Arjuna are at quarterback. Like that's what they do. I think they fall anywhere between the 11 and 13 win mark. I think there's something, and obviously Arjuna knows because he's a Patriots fan, but like, man, winners win. And when you deal with the Patriots, if you get into the fourth quarter and the Patriots are close, they find a way to win games. And so the trick is now the Buffalo Bills go into the season expected to be the favorites. And that is a different role than being the underdog. And so when you're the favorite, you get everybody's best shot. And because people have talked about them being the next AFC East champion, the next team to compete for the title, they now will get everybody's best game, not only in the division, but outside of division. The Patriots are used to having to walk around with bulletproof vests because that's what they've always had to contend with. They get everybody's best game because they're the measuring stick. That's how you measure how good your team is, how you fare. So to me, I don't think they have any pressure. I think for them, they are in an unusual situation of being an underdog, despite being the team that consistently wins the championship.
For sure. Bucky, I have a question for you. Tom Brady or Cam Newton, who has the better season in 2020?
That's tough, right? It's tough in terms of individually. I think maybe Tom Brady has a better season because the weapons around him will elevate his game. Mike Evans and Chris Godwin, those things. But I think the Patriots have a better season. So if we truly are judging quarterbacks based on who has an opportunity to win and get rings, Cam Newton's in a better situation because the Patriots are in a better situation to play them. I mean, like, obviously, like, they have the trick. They know how to get there. I think that's the different situation. And also, the division that Tom Brady's playing in, I think, is a much tougher division than the AFC East. Like, no disrespect to the Jets and the Dolphins. I don't think they're necessarily ready to be contenders. And so it comes down to, can the Patriots beat the Bills and can they beat the Bills twice? I think the Patriots would take those odds as opposed to the Bucs having to kind of go through the Saints and even the Atlanta Falcons.
Sounds good. Do you guys have any last thoughts?
I mean, as a Patriots fan, I'm just ecstatic. Like, this was – as soon as we knew Cam was going this was the guy I wanted, honestly, as a Patriots fan. After Brady announced he was leaving, I was like, this just makes too much sense. It just seems like a Patriots move. And, you know, it took, like Bucky said, it took longer than maybe I think most people expected, but I'm glad it finally happened, and I'm excited to see what the results are going to be.
Yeah, no, I think this is a really interesting move, and I think it's, once again, Bill Belichick kind of recognizing the fact that, like, look, Cam Newton has been a nemesis. I've talked about the numbers. Like, against the Patriots, he's undefeated. He had over 70% completion rate, 128 passer rating, 6-1 touchdown interceptions, and Nabil, because I know you love the numbers, he averaged 7 yards a carry. That's the second highest rushing average that he's had in his career outside of the games that he's had against, I want to say, the Miami Dolphins. And so, like, look, man, people talk about Cam. I just think it works. And I think that it really makes it very, very compelling because now when we look at the AFC and we look at the quarterbacks and the dual threats, Lamar Jackson, Pat Mahomes is still kind of a dual threat, and Cam Newton, man, those games with those guys going against each other, old school versus new school, man, sign me up for those. I'm all about that.
Could be a very exciting postseason.
It could be, and because only one team gets to bye.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Who gets that bye?
I know.
Can Cam Newton keep up with the Chiefs?
Can the Chiefs stop anybody? Like, that'd be the thing. It would be interesting to see how it goes. I think, Nabil, you will understand. I think the Patriots against those teams, they're going to play Wisconsin basketball. The game is going to be slower, more methodical, more ball control. It won't be the flashy version of the Patriots offense. It'd be kind of the blue collar, old school, push you to sleep, but then they win 21-17, stuff like that. Like, I think that's the offense that you'll see from them.
Yeah, go back to that 2018 AFC Championship game when the Patriots did beat the Chiefs. That's what – I mean, I know the Chiefs eventually got their points at the end of the game and there was overtime, but that was the game plan, and, I mean, they were the team to knock them off. That's pretty much the only reason they don't have two Super Bowl rings.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's the deal. But I think it makes it very, very exciting. I think people tuning into the podcast should also be excited about the projects that you two guys worked really hard on, the crossover podcast. So on Tuesday, I think we're going to release the baseball podcast that features just the general managers. That will be very, very exciting. We've talked about those guys. Our junior, who are some of the general managers that
We got Jed Hoyer, the Chicago Cubs GM. We got Thad Levine, the Twins GM. And then we have Dan O'Dowd, the former Rockies GM.
So that's exciting. Then on Thursday, we have part two of the podcast with the baseball crossover. And that's more Don Mattingly. Did Dave Roberts come on down or no?
Yeah, Dave Roberts, John Smoltz, you know, just a ton of great guys. You guys got a ton of great sound over the last few months. And I mean, with baseball, you know, it's seemingly coming back in a few weeks. It's an exciting time to talk ball.
I mean, it's exciting for baseball. And I know DJ will be excited about the Padres for like a couple of weeks and then football will kick off and the Padres will go back to doing what the Padres do. So it's exciting. Look, so I'm glad that we were able to jump on, have a quick conversation about Cam Newton joining the Patriots. Guys, thanks for calling in, calling me. It was fun to do the podcast with you guys. Maybe we need to get you guys like a bigger presence. Maybe you guys need to talk more on the podcast as we go forward, you know?
I'm always down.
I'm always down to spread the Packers.
Always. You're so jaded. So look, so that's it. Thanks for joining the Mood to Sticks podcast this time. Make sure you tune into those crossover podcasts that post later this week.